PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the blind lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the prime world in check.
Listen for destroy and predictable.
The mayor is giving a thrilling speech celebrating the opening of the city's spanking new library.
And so, without further ado, I present the city's sparkling new go-kart park a go-go.
And so is a great honor and a privilege to present the city's sparkling new library!
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but there's been a slight change of plan.
There has?
Please watch in awe as I, the mighty Toby, destroy the new library. I said I'm about to destroy the library. Oh, Word Girl, yoo-hoo! Library being destroyed.
Mom, I left my library card at home, so...
Robot!
Right. I'll be right back. Word up! I'll take that.
Word Girl with a pleasant surprise.
Wish I could say the same for you. Sending your robots to destroy the library, you're getting kind of predictable, you know.
Predictable? Me? How ridiculous. You really think so?
Well, yeah. I mean, you always use your robots to destroy things. Very predictable.
But each time I use them to destroy a different thing. Therefore, I am not predictable.
Fine, have it your way. All I can say is that it's pretty easy to tell what you're going to do next.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Robots attack!
Didn't have to make fun of me.
Thanks, Word Girl. You really saved the day. Hey, want the library named after you?
Nah, that's okay.
Park bench?
Nah.
Oops, look at the time. I've got a go-kart opening to attend.
The next day, the mayor is once again giving a thrilling speech celebrating the opening of the city's spanking new library.
Now, where was I? Without further ado, I present the new public swimming pool.
Wait, when did they put a pool in the library?
Last one in is a rotten... What? I thought it was... Oh, a library? Okay.
Mom, I'll be right back. Bob, forgot his bathing suit.
Robot!
Word up!
Oh, Word Girl, I'm back. Where are you?
Oh, look. More robots.
10, to be precise. I doubt even you can handle this. Many.
Anything else?
No fair! You know my robots can't swim.
Then you shouldn't have come back with more robots.
But all I have is robots.
I know. That's why it's so predictable. On the other hand, there's a wrecking ball right next to the library. Hi, Huggy. Why didn't you just use that?
Well, I...
Or what about that drum of hazardous material teetering on that ladder by the front door?
Well, that looks dangerous.
All I'm saying is that robots are a little... Crowd, say it with me.
Predictable.
Oh,
Oh, this is fun.
Stop using that word. You are the predictable one. I mean, how predictable of you to use the word predictable instead of something like obvious, foreseeable, apparent.
But I don't still you. Ah!
Pick this up tomorrow.
At the library, the mayor is giving a thrilling speech about the new library. Again. This is getting a little predictable.
And so, without further ado...
You're 15 seconds late.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Whatever. Come on, let's see your army of robots.
How did you...
You're really not getting this whole predictable thing, are you? Because you keep doing the same thing, it's easy for me to know your next move.
We'll see.
Ladies and gentlemen, my 50 robots shall hereby destroy this library as a tribute to Word Girl.
50 robots?
Ha! See? I'm not so predictable. Robots attack! So you admit defeat?
Yes.
And my superiority?
Okay, sure.
And you'll accompany me for ice cream this evening?
What?
We'll discuss that later. And you'll give me your secret identity?
That's a little much.
Robot?
Leave the library out of this. Can't we fight it out some other way?
Okay, I know. How about a battle of words?
Predictable. I got it. How about dodgeball?
50 against 2?
Sure, why not?
And if I win, you'll tell me your secret identity?
Okay, fine. But if I win, you and your robots have to work in the library for a whole month.
Have it your way, since you'll be losing anyway.
Here we are at the park on a perfect day for dodgeball. The mighty Word Girl and the fearless Captain Huggy Face square off against 50 of Toby's giant robots.
And me, I'm playing too.
Right. And we're off! Word Girl's got 3 robots in her sight. Boom, boom, boom! 3 robots out! She's really tearing it up out there. Toby takes aim. Wow, nice throw. I mean, tough luck, Toby. Uh-oh. Word Girl is in the direct line of fire. Is this the end for Word Girl?
Whoa! In your face!
Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, did you see that? They don't call her the pint-sized powerhouse for nothing.
Nobody calls me that.
Leave the announcing to me, okay? Uh-oh. Looks like Toby is about to fire. Now's the time to grab a snack.
Take this, Word Girl.
Man, he stinks. Captain Huggy Face joins the fray, hurling the ball with all his monkey might. Look at Word Girl go, taking him down without even looking. Toby takes aim. Guess that means Word Girl's safe. Another robot out!
Oh. Ow!
And Toby's out! Knocked out by his own ball! That is terrible! Nice work, Word Girl!
Huggy, I think we're home free!
Girl is out?
I don't get...
Wait, that can't be right. Where's my script?
Ha! I saved a seat for you.
The game's not over yet, Toby. And you only have 1 robot left.
Please, my robot is more than a match for your puny monkey.
Has Toby finally triumphed over Word Girl? Is Captain Huggy Face about to be hit really, really hard? Tune in next time.
What? This isn't a 2-part episode.
Oh, right. So, tune in right now. I mean, don't change the channel. Just watch. See that coming?
Yes! An ending that's not predictable!
I demand a rematch! 2 out of 3.
Maybe. After you finish what I have in store for you, remember your end of the deal.
Oh, about that. I'm afraid that's going to be impossible because of prior engagements.
I can't!
My
your
mother!
Stop!
Cease!
You're all right, Huggy. You're all right.
This book is 6 minutes overdue.
I know. I had strep throat.
You have 5 seconds to pay the fine. 4.
Just a second. Wait.
2.
Here.
Powering down. Thank you for your donation.
Right. Sure. You're welcome.
Becky, have you found the swimming pool yet?
Mayor said there was a pool.
No talking in library.
Sorry!
I said no talking.
Hit the deck! Whoa!
Word girl hasn't heard the last from me. She will rue the day she forced me to engage in manual labor.
You put that book in the wrong spot.
Sorry.
Return it to its proper place or else. You have 5 seconds.
Excuse me?
4.
Hey, I
three,
beg you. Look,
2.
Look, bolt barnacle.
1.
And so, Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face save the day again. Not that it's getting predictable or anything. So tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is sore. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word.
To soar. It's, you know, what Word Girl and Huggy did in the clip.
Sorry, that is not a definition.
Oh, but Phil, Captain Huggy Face doesn't soar. You see, to soar means to fly upward or rise to a great height. Can you run the clip again? See? Word Girl is actually carrying Huggy while she soars. Huggy can't fly.
That's right! You defined soar correctly, which means congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. The official Word Girl Soar Like an Eagle hang glider with attached eagles.
Ooh.
Boy, Huggy sure doesn't have luck with soaring. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words vague and specific.
In a penthouse office, high above the city, a mysterious man is speaking mysteriously.
Ah, my beautiful city. Soon no one will stand in my way.
Who is this mysterious man? What is he planning?
Oh, you'll find out.
You see? Mysterious.
Carry out the plan.
Yes, sir.
Oh, city, you're like a soft little bunny, and soon you'll be mine to squeeze and hug and press your soft bunny fur against my... Yes?
Which plan did you want me to carry out, sir?
The plan.
Well, you have to be more specific. We have like 8 or 9 plans going on.
Well, number 4?
The one with the clowns and the roast beef sandwich?
No, the one with the thing. You know? The thing?
Oh, right. Plan number 1.
Soon, my soft and squishy little bunny city... What?
Plan 1A or 1B?
Meanwhile, walking home from school...
I know you get a little bored in class, Bob, but I don't think my school offers physics. That's new. What is the thing? Yes, I suppose it could be. Well, there's no sense guessing. It could be anything at all. I mean, the question is way too vague. Is that all you ever think about? The thing coming soon. Where did you get that hat?
Oh, hon, it's beautiful.
The ad did say it's the best. And if you can't trust advertisers, who can you trust?
Hey, Mom, Dad, TJ.
Hi, hon.
Becky, just in time to see the newest addition to the Botsford family.
The Radiator Microwave 9000.
Let's power this baby up. And now to set the coordinates to potato. Mmm.
Hon.
Now that's impressive.
Oh, no! Mustard spill! Your favorite shirt ruined? Or is it? Introducing the thing!
Oh, I saw a bunch of ads for that on the way home. They were too vague to really...
Shh, Becky, the TV is
it's
on.
It's time for commercials.
Sorry.
The thing! The thing can do all sorts of stuff. Get one today at a special low, low price. Keep one in your car, on your boat. You can never have enough things. Quantities are limited, so run out and get your thing today.
Wow. Is anyone really gonna fall for that? I mean, what does the thing do? The ad never said anything specific. Hey, where are you guys going?
Why, to get the thing, of course.
Come on! We better hurry before they sell out!
Mysterious.
So that's what he was planning.
That's what who was planning?
I can't tell you, or the show won't have any suspense. Plus, I get fired.
Fine, we'll just have to figure it out ourselves, right, Bob? Bob? Word up!
Everyone, I'm sorry, but we've just run out of the thing.
Oh. Hey, what's that in your pocket?
He's got more things!
Get him!
Help!
Everyone, stop! You're being tricked. The thing doesn't do anything.
Yes, it does. It does so much stuff.
The commercial said I need one for my boat.
You don't have a boat.
Hun, we need a boat for our thing.
You don't need a thing.
But the commercial said...
The commercial wasn't specific. It was extremely vague.
And vague means?
Not specific.
And specific means?
Not vague.
Oh!
Still don't get it, do you?
No.
No,
Okay, well, the commercial for the thing just said it can do all sorts of stuff. It didn't name any specific examples of what it can do. It was, in fact, very...
Vague!
Right, got it?
Got it!
Good, so it's kind of silly to get all worked up over the thing, right?
Right!
Can anyone sign for this big shipment of brand new things?
Oh, I can't! I can do it! I can do it!
Mr. Big Industries. Well, maybe it's time we paid this Mr. Big a little visit, right, Captain Huggy Face? Captain Huggy Face! Come on.
Meanwhile, back at the Mysterious Man's office...
Psst! Mysterious Man.
What?
Do you think maybe you could,
I'm sorry. You're going to have to buy one like everyone else.
Drat!
Sir, there's a little girl and a monkey in tights here to see you.
Yes. Send them in.
Are you the head of this company?
Yes, and you can call me Mr. Big. Now, what can I do for you, word girl? Would you like a tour, see where we make the thing?
No, that's okay. I just want to talk to you for a sec about the thing.
Yes, it's an amazing product, isn't it?
I'm not sure. What exactly does the thing do, exactly?
Well, the public seems to love it.
That doesn't answer my question.
They're selling like hotcakes.
Just answer the question.
And what question was that?
What does the thing do?
Why? All sorts of things.
Like?
Stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Things.
What kind of things?
Stuff.
Stop being vague. Tell me specifically what stuff.
Okay, fine, if you have no imagination. This little thing is made from a mixture of space-age polymers. It's unbreakable. It's scientifically designed by scientists to do all the stuff you've always dreamed of doing. In fact, this thing can do so much stuff that the sheer amount of stuff it can do cannot be listed. It's just too much stuff. The thing is, quite simply, amazing. There. Satisfied?
No, not at all. Your speech was just as vague as your ads.
So, is being vague a crime?
Well, no, but...
I'm sorry, but I don't have all day to explain it to you. You'll just have to buy one and see for yourself. That is, if you can find one. They're quite popular, you know. Now, please, leave my office, word girl.
Mr. Big, sir, here's the mind control device you wanted for phase two.
Mind control device? Well, nothing vague about that. I'm about to put you out of business.
Oh, really? Here, catch.
Ooh, it's all sticky.
That would be the glue. Now, what's your sidekick's name again?
Captain Huggy Face.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Captain Huggy Face, listen to me. That is the very last thing in the entire world. And she wants it all to herself.
That's not true.
You want the thing, don't you? Well, go get it.
Oh, Huggy, stop.
That's it. Grab her.
Huggy, let me go.
Now, I wonder why this isn't working on you, word girl. No, I have it set on earthlings and alien monkeys. We'll just fix that. Alien little girls must restart to change settings. All right, well, word girl, when I restart this machine, you too will be under my control, and then no one will stop me from taking over the city. Ha 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 ha. Squishy bunny, squishy bunny.
Can word girl escape the clutches of a deranged Captain Huggy Face? Will word girl...
Actually, you think we can hold off on the cliffhanger for a second?
No, I... It says right here, this is where we have a cliffhanger.
No, I know. I just don't think we need it right now.
Oh, so you don't need me.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You never liked me?
What do you mean? Of course I do.
Guys, do you mind?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Here we go.
Sir, this just came in from development.
Bring it here.
Yes, sir.
Well, word girl, before I take over your mind, I want you to see my greatest invention. Introducing the Mega Thing.
So now you have a bigger thing that still does absolutely nothing.
Yes, it's genius. The original thing caused a mob scene in the city. When I release the Mega Thing, there will be absolute chaos.
You fiend.
Yes, well, when you've got it, you've got it. But enough chit-chat. Say goodbye to your brain, word girl.
Huggy, see that mega thing? You want it? Well, that man doesn't want you to have it. He wants it all to himself. Go back!
Hey! Ow! And now to... Oh.
Well, Mr. Big, looks like your store is closed.
All right. Well, no problem. I still have my mega thing. Oh! Oh!
Finally, a specific use for it. You okay, Huggy?
Sir, we just got word that our rival, Mondo Megacorp, just released this.
What is that?
They're calling it the Mega Object and saying it's even better than the Thing.
Yeah, well, that's pretty vague. I mean, who would buy that?
Well, they just sold out across town in 8 minutes flat.
Then they're not even using mind control?
It appears not, sir.
Whoops.
Where's the fun in that?
Well, Mr. Big, we'll see how much fun you have in prison. The episode's over, so hit it.
Oh, so now you need me.
Of course, we all do. Come on, don't be like that.
I can't stay mad at you. And so, Word Girl is once again victorious, and Mr. Big gets a new office. Or, to be more specific, a new jail cell.
Good one.
You're just trying to butter me up, and it's working. Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word sore. Ready to play the bonus round?
Is Word Girl ready to fight crime?
You betcha! Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for sore. What do you think, Emily?
That eagle's really taking off in flight. I'm going with number two.
You are correct, Emily, which means you win the bonus round. Huggy, show her what she's won. Soar like an eagle with these official Word Girl eagle wings.
Is Huggy okay?
Oh, he's great. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
I like the word dream because when I think about dreams, it's something you want to achieve and a goal. And I want to be an actress, a dancer, and a singer when I grow up. And that's my dream, and I want to achieve that dream. So I really like dreams.
My favorite word is monkey. I am just a person who likes monkeys, and I just like the way the word sounds. Monkey. It just sounds good.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what drowsy means. That's right. Drowsy means to feel really sleepy. Congratulations, Huggy. Drowsy.